debate, discuss, predictions, all about The Walking Dead.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to John and Friends Discuss The Walking Dead. I'm John, and here's my friend, Mr. Sean Kelly. Welcome back this week. How are you doing?
Oh, great, John. How you doing? Good to be back. Love doing the podcast. Excited to talk about The Walking Dead.
All right, and again, I want to thank Ramsey B. for his intro music. On here on John and Friends Discuss The Walking Dead, we talk about The Walking Dead. On today's episode, we will discuss the penultimate episode of Season 7, titled Something They Need. There were three storylines like last week. There was the Maggie and Gregory, there was Sasha at the Savior's compound, and there was getting the guns from Oceanside. Before we start, I'm issuing a spoiler warning for episode 715 of The Walking Dead. If you haven't seen it, please turn off this podcast. I don't want it to be spoiled for you. I'll give it a 3, 2, 1. All right, now let's talk. Let's start with the least important story of the episode, Maggie and Gregory. What do you think?
Personally, I think this is my favorite storyline of the entire episode. I've actually never laughed harder in an episode of The Walking Dead than I did this week with him trying to kill the walker. I think that is just that's such an important thing. I when you got to realize, you got to look at Gregory as a leader. He is one of those leaders. He is not that. That's a sign that he's not the leader. He's not the right leader. He's not the guy that could step up and do stuff like that. If you look at every other leader around right now, Ezekiel could have taken out that walker. Negan certainly could have taken out that walker, and Rick certainly could have taken out that walker. So if you look at all the leaders of these groups, you know, they're all these strong, hardened people, and you have Gregory in there, and I think it's really funny. But I think it's a really important thing because I think it shows how Maggie is a calm and decent person and is working her way up and isn't directly attacking him. I think she really had his back. I think she wasn't trying to really exploit him. I think she's just at this point annoyed at him. You know, she's wondering, why the hell is he still here? Why is he the one leading this group that is such an important central part of the system?
I think we got enough out of this storyline. Let's move on to the next one.
Look, I ask and you answer.
Sasha, and we got a scene directly out of the comics where some dude tries to rape her and Negan catches him. And I love that scene because it was so funny. Negan's like, he's like, I'm sorry, boss. He's like, I don't forgive you. Stabbing neck. What do you think? Yeah. Did you like that part?
It's a part. It's a great part. And I knew when he opened the door, it was going to be a, you know, that kind of scene. Like, I know as soon as this guy opens the door, I'm like, oh, I know the scene that's going to happen. And I love that. I think that's my all-time favorite Negan scene because it really shows that he's not a savage kind of savagery, like, Neanderthal. He's a smart, calculated leader. I think Negan's a great leader. I think he's a little too excessive in the way he does things. But this is one of the ways it shows that he is a human being. And it's one of those things that show that, you know, him and Rick are kind of the same person. You know, that's the thing people don't think about. But really what they do is, you know, they are protecting the weak. Negan does protect the weak. The people in his compound are not fighters. He has a certain select group of fighters. But majority of those people, you know, his wives and stuff like that are people he's trying to protect. He lives off fear. He lives off protecting people. And I think this thing right here that he's just protecting Sasha from this guy, it's one of those things that shows that Negan really is a complete idiot. He's not a complete psychopath, and I think he's a very calm and collected leader.
Let's go on to the main story, or what I thought was the main story.
We're going to war.
The group getting the guns from Oceanside. I like the way they did it. They sent Tara in. They had explosives. They didn't try to kill anybody. They didn't want to kill anybody, which is good, because you need these people. Did you like how they did it? Did you like the smart play?
It was a very smart play the way they did that. I think they just had to put enough fear into these people, but not too much. And I think that's what they did. Now, if it was something like Negan, he'd waste someone. Like, he would just straight up kill someone to gain the fear. Obviously, Rick's not going to do that, which is a good move on Rick's part. I think you need to gain the trust of these people. These people are scared. These people aren't going to just fight back, do the whole deal. So I think the grandmom, I forget her name, actually. But
Natanya?
Yeah, it was Natanya. It was some weird name. It was Natanya. So she was there, and I think it's her granddaughter that is really the one who, you know, the one who saves Tara around the start of the midseason premiere and stuff like that. And you knew you were coming back to this group. They weren't going to put in this storyline for and it didn't close out, so you knew they were coming back. Which was an exciting thing, and I think Tara did this. I think she wasn't breaking her promise. I think that's something she stressed a lot. She wasn't breaking her promise. She was doing something that was going to benefit both groups, and that was getting back at the Saviors, because the Saviors had the direct effect on the Oceanside group. And I think that those women are strong there, and I think that they are gonna, and there's a couple of them that will join up and will be an integral part of being against in the all-out war against Negan, but it's not going to go without casualties. So you've really got to think about which person's going to step up when the time's needed.
Do you think Tanya will ever, I think that's her name.
Natanya
will ever be like fully supportive of the war?
Oh yeah, there's going to be a turning point probably next episode. This next episode is going to be a turning point. It's going to be the full convince. Obviously Amelia, I think her name is Emily. I forget that granddaughter's name. She's obviously going to join. She's a very strong, as well as the younger daughter, the younger kid. That's a big role.
The little girl.
Yeah, that Tara gets the finger. That's so funny.
Oh, let's talk about the Dwight.
I don't even like you much.
Yeah,
the whole comics. I wanted to see. I'm kind of shocked that everybody was strong enough to hold Daryl back. Like, I thought he would just start socking everybody.
Oh.
Like, he wants to strangle.
Oh, of course. Daryl wants to strangle, but he's going to realize soon enough that they're not going to win this war without Dwight. Let's just be honest.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen this thing go down in the comics, the way they did it in the comics, and they would not have won without Dwight. Dwight's the inside man. He's the guy that Negan does not know he's defected yet. He's just out there. He's just kind of left. He could be anywhere. It takes a while for Negan to finally realize that Dwight is not working with him anymore. And I think that's such an important part. He's the inside man. He knows everything about the his Savers. He knows everything about them. He knows everything about Negan personally. He knows everything about the compound. It's stuff that only a handful of people have a rough outline of. And he is the one that's going to get them in there. He's the one that can slip people in. People are going to throw the blind eye to him because he's such a high up member. He's like the second highest ranking person in the sanctuary. So I think they held him back because they need Dwight. He's their ticket in. He's their ticket for the win.
Now let's get into our debate. Now you brought it up, two people might die this week. I think a lot more are going to die, but they're like red shirts. They don't really count. They're not part of the main group. I think we might lose 3 or 4 main characters. Sasha, we're definitely losing. It won't hurt us as much because I don't think people like Sasha that much. I could see Eugene dying. I think his story's complete. I don't know how he'll die, but it's just something in me thinks he's going down. I think they're going to kill somebody might need to die, like, so we have a heartache. Like, I don't think people are going to care if Sasha or Rosita die. They might care a little if Eugene dies.
That's something I think that's so far from. You're thinking about Alexandria. There's 3 other groups here. I'm like, I don't think Tara's going to be fine. Sasha might. I don't even know about her. She might still need to do stuff with the Saviors until she has her big grand finale death. I don't know if it's going to happen tomorrow. I mean, Sunday. You know, you could see this could be Gregory. You hinted at Maggie taking charge. And for Maggie to take charge, be honest, Gregory's going to have to die. So I think you could see him go down next episode. I think you could see anyone go down. You could see one of those minor characters from Alexandria go down that you didn't even know that was that big until they die.
Aaron's boyfriend.
Yeah, Aaron's boyfriend. He could go down. He's one of those guys that doesn't want to do this, but I think he knows why it's important. I think if he goes down, it's going to be a great opening for Aaron and how he's going to take that. Now he is going to fight the Saviors with that. How he's going to bring all that passion into finally winning this war. And
if Maggie was to kill Gregory in front of like the building, or do you think the people of the Hilltop would care?
No. No one. Everybody hates Gregory, but if you were in that situation, would you be the one to say, I'm going to be the leader of an entire group?
No.
No one else wants to do it. That's the thing. Maggie is going to realize she has to. But, like, you're not going to get your average citizen, oh, good morning, Gregory, how you doing? Stab. Like, that's not going to happen. Like, it's definitely going to be Maggie. That's just the way it's going to have to go down. I think it's going to be her and Edith is around. So they can aid her. Doing stuff like that, and Edith is going to be by her side 24/7. It's hard. Gregory's one of those people that keeps things stable. He's one of the guys that no one's dying. That's the thing. That's why he's the leader. At this point in the world, the leader is going to be someone that keeps everybody from dying. But we're coming to the point where he's not going to be able to do that anymore. He's not going to be able to just keep the peace anymore. Tensions are too high, and something's going to happen. And I think you're going to see something big happen at the Hilltop this Sunday.
All right, I think that's enough for this week's episode of John and Friends. John and Friends Discuss the Walking Dead is written, produced, and edited by myself, John Rogers. I hope you enjoyed it. Again, I'm John Rogers.
And I'm Sean Kelly.
Thanks for listening. See you next week.